recall the moment that I found out I needed more than just whips and chains and leather and all that. I don't know what happened from then and now. I feel like it was only a matter of months exploring what I liked and what I didn't like. And I think something might have snapped. There was a point where those things just didn't do it for me anymore. Being called a good girl or kitten or some shit like that, it's not enough. And I think you are the reason why it's like that. You're the reason why I've delved into deeper and darker fantasies. And I don't know whether I should thank you or hate you for it. It is what it is. I think I had some decency left in me early this year. I thought the past year and a half would have broken me, but this might have done it. It's interesting coming to terms with opening, or rather, ripping the band-aid from something that I've probably repressed for years. And it's almost liberating. But I still feel shame. I shouldn't be liking these things. Shouldn't be looking for the newer thrill. How to up the ante. Because it's dangerous territory. It's something that I shouldn't really fuck with. Something that I shouldn't really find or search or seek. But I can't get enough of it. And I fucking blame you for it. You infected my mind with all these rotten thoughts. These fucked up dreams that I shouldn't be having. Like I said, whips and crops and restraints can't seem to do it for me anymore. And I thought those were already quite extreme. Seeing a girl restrained, held down, and used in some warehouse or a party, wherever it is. Everyone knows those sites all too well. And there's one thing that's constant about all those videos and all those girls, and they're doing it with consent. And that's one thing that I've been looking for that I can't find in videos, and I can't find on the internet. At least not at face value. But now I'm looking for something more depraved, more immoral. I'm sure you know what I'm getting at. I would always feel so guilty looking it up, because it can get really fucked up. You can end up on the wrong site. And maybe that's the thrill of it all. And that's what you may get. You may get yourself in trouble looking it up. It's become a constant, invasive thought that I could only express in my audios, in my writing. And that's rape. I'm looking for rape. It's this stabbing pain in the back of my mind, and it doesn't stop. It keeps replaying in my head over and over and over again. Sometimes I think about all the times that it could have happened to me in real life. I could be coming out of the subway late at night after working long hours at the office. Someone would follow me from downtown all the way to my neck of the woods. And in my head, I would notice them, but I pretend not to. Pretend I'm not eyeing bulge in his pants, pretending that I don't notice him, but I need him. Oh, fuck. So, with that, I leave the cart, get down the stairs, walk to the end of the subway station where there are no cameras. And I wouldn't look back. because I could already hear him coming up behind me. Those heavy footsteps overpowering mine. Coming closer and closer until we're out of sight. And that's when he'd pounce on me. That's when he jumps, grabs me from the back, pulls my hair, forces me down. Lifts my skirt up and rips my panties off and thrusts his cock into my cunt. He would be pleasantly surprised that I would already have been wet, knowing that I expected him to do exactly what he's doing, and it would entice him to go a little harder, a little rougher, a little faster. And in his pocket, he'd grab a knife, a pocket knife, but sharp enough to damage me. Fuck. I'd start to scream, only for him to put his hand over my mouth while he takes his other hand with the knife and presses it against my throat. Oh, fuck. And I'd want him to tell me that if I was to scream, that he'd fucking kill me on the spot. Oh, God. Fuck. His weight against me. I can't fight back. I try to, but I'm too weak. He'd come inside me. Oh, fuck. Fuck. He'd come inside me and then he'd leave. Fuck. He'd leave me on the floor, worried and scared that he might come back just to finish the job and get rid of me. Fuck. Oh, God. This is not something that I'm proud of. It's not something that I should be looking for. And it's not something that I should be searching for. It's fucked up beyond belief, and I gotta live with it now. I gotta live with that thought, those invasive thoughts, those invasive dreams, and just go on with my life, and just have wet daydreams whenever I'm commuting or doing groceries or running errands or seeing a friend or going to the gym and just thinking about that next fantasy, that next rape in my head, and they're all weird and strange iterations of you, and I fucking hate it.